Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us, the Angelic Tones, the Rebel Walk, baseball in Tucson, Arizona. Evie, two things I don't think I ever would have thought we'd be talking about this time of year. One would be Ole Miss in Tucson. One would be Notre Dame in Starkville.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me on. I sure agree with you on that. Never would have thought that.
I've been talking last several weeks. Ole Miss is a very happy place right now. All told, whatever the topic might be. We'll get into football here in a second. But take us through this baseball team's season, the Cliff Notes, and where they're at in the moment, confidence-wise.
Okay, well, you know, it's just probably a lot of your listeners know a little bit about Ole Miss just because of their interactions with the Vandy boys, but it's been a really up-and-down season for Ole Miss. A lot of injuries to start the season. They came to Texas, opened up in Arlington, beat TCU, beat Texas, and beat Texas Tech, and, you know, so that was wonderful. But we had, I think, Doug Nikhazy was out for a little while, our pitcher, with a muscle strain. Second baseman Peyton Chatagnier was out with a hamstring. First baseman Cale Baker broke a bone in his hand. So, you know, we take Tim Elko and move him from third base over to first base to take the place of the first baseman that was hurt. And, you know, of course, then at a certain point we lose Gunnar Hoglund, our Friday night ace, to ulnar collateral ligament. So he has to have Tommy John surgery. And then, you know, the worst of all things, I think, in my opinion, was when Tim Elko, our team captain, went down with a torn ACL, of all things, in baseball. And, you know, he's kind of become the story of not just the season, but the postseason, I believe. And he had elected not to have surgery immediately on his ACL. And I didn't even know that was a thing. And I don't think Coach Bianco knew that was a thing. But as many may know, he decided to try and play on it, rehab a little bit. And he's just come back with a vengeance, so to speak, and has hit, I think, 7 home runs since he came back from his surgery, including a grand slam that helped him beat Southern Miss in the regional final. So I believe, you know, what you're alluding to, they've overcome a lot of adversity, and they've been really fun to watch.
They have. And now I was looking, and you can correct me, because I have not spent a lot of time on the Super Regionals and the game times and everything, but what I saw earlier was that Ole Miss plays Saturday night, and Eastern time, that would be 9 o'clock, or is it Friday night. Is that correct, that time?
Yes. So 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Ole Miss time.
Right.
So we've got some, and then Saturday. But you're right. Saturday night, I believe it's 9 o'clock Ole Miss time. So I think it starts at 10 p.m. their time. So going to be some late games. Fun for folks covering it, but I guess it's kind of I don't know. It's like fun after dark, baseball after dark, I guess.
Do you think, and you've seen all these teams, Arkansas is the team to beat overall?
Yes. I think so. I absolutely think so. I you know, when Ole Miss played them in, they played them in the SEC tournament in the semifinals. And, you know, again, I just feel like the team's coming out. I know it's going to sound like I'm such a SEC homer, but I just really feel like the teams playing in the SEC are battle-tested. And nothing against any of the other teams, but, you know, Ole Miss played Arkansas in the semifinals of the SEC tournament and lost 3-2. You know, I mean, it was a really close game. I don't know if you had a chance to see that one, but it was just, you know, heavyweights battling it out. And, you know, Ole Miss has had games where they got to try and eke out a, you know, a 3-2 win, and then they've had ones where they have to win, you know, 12-9, as was the case in the regional versus Southern Miss. So, but absolutely, Arkansas's the Arkansas and Cops are the folks to beat, and they're just going to be really tough. So I hope Ole Miss makes it to Omaha and gets the opportunity to face them again.
Before we get to football, something I was talking about the other day, and I've talked about it briefly probably the last 10 years. Is there anything in other college sports, football and basketball, that compares to the baseball arm talent velocity increase we've seen the last 10 years? Used to be if you threw 90, that was something. That's a joke now. I mean, we look at 90 as, what are you doing? You can't throw 90. Evie, all these arms throwing 95-plus. It's amazing.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like if you're throwing 90, people are wondering what's wrong. Uh-oh, right. Better get him out of there. His velocity is down to 90. You know? Like, right. What is happening? I totally agree with you. I think that every time Ole Miss has a player, Justin Bench, a third baseman, who has been hit by pitch. I think he leads the nation in being hit by pitch. And every time he's hit by pitch, I'm thinking, how in the world? I mean, sometimes multi times a game, and I'm thinking, how in the world does that poor kid do that with the velo out there these days? I mean, it's something else. You're absolutely right.
I'll give you one quick stat. We'll get to football. And Leiter's, Jack Leiter's no-hitter when he was really going well in the, what was that, South Carolina game. It was 124 pitches, okay?
Oh.
Pitch number 124, Evie, was 97.
Oh, my goodness.
That kid's not 6 feet tall either.
That is insane. Of course, he is so talented. I mean, I have to admit, going into the Vandy series or any time playing them, I'm just like, Kumar Rocker and Leiter, please. You know, that doesn't even seem fair. I don't know. I didn't know that. That's just absolutely amazing. I mean, just hard to imagine. And I don't know what compares to it. I mean, at some point, are we going to have a running back running a sub 440 or something? You know, I don't know.
Right.
That's just crazy.
Oh, Miss Evie with us. Okay. Give us a quick, brief spring football wrap up and how everything's going.
Well, you know, I think everything's going really well for the Rebels. Spring was fun, but they had a number of players out offensively who weren't participating because of injury. So, Jerrion Ealy being one of them, he had shoulder surgery at the end of last season. Fully expect Jerrion to come back, blazing. We'll get Braylon Sanders, wide receiver, back. I think that probably the most exciting thing was, I think the defense looked much better in their first full spring under Kiffin and company, and they've gotten a lot of good pieces that will be coming in. I guess everybody's there now, coming in. Nation top defensive tackle Tywan Malone arrived on campus yesterday, and he is a beast of a fellow and is also going to play baseball. So You know, I think that overall, everything I saw from everything I saw and everything I heard, everybody's just really excited and pumped up, looking forward to September 6th when they take on Louisville.
So many changes in college football coming up with expansion in the playoffs, name, image, likeness. But the transfer portal, how active has Ole Miss been there?
Ooh, well, it's funny you bring that up. You know, I think it hasn't really hit Ole Miss in terms of players leaving, with one huge exception. I don't know how aware anybody maybe outside of Ole Miss fans are, but leading tackler Jacquez Jones entered the transfer portal last week. And Jacquez is just one of my all-time favorite Ole Miss players, just an outstanding kid. And actually right now is visiting Kentucky. So that's interesting. It's not really surprising, though, in the sense that his position coach at Ole Miss a couple of years ago, Coach Summerall, is now at Kentucky. So that isn't surprising. But in terms of transfer portal, I think it's been we've had more in than we've had out. So I guess that's a good thing. But, you know, good grief with the interconference transfer restrictions being lifted, you know, you may see some more of that going on.
Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut, and we've probably got 2 minutes or so, says, ask Evie what are the realistic expectations for Ole Miss football this season. Perhaps, he says, another Florida Bowl on January 1 or something even bigger. What's realistic?
Realistically, it's I think anytime you have a quarterback coming back the caliber of Matt Corral and returning, you know, he's got some solid receivers, Braylon Sanders being probably his top target, and a running back like Jerrion Ealy. I mean, he's just phenomenal. I think that Ole Miss, like we saw last year, I think they were in so many games because they've got such a solid offense and such a, you know, I think the best returning quarterback in the country. I may be biased, but that's what I think. And that Kiffin offense. But, you know, so defensively would just be the question. But I think they've really, really got some key parts to help that defense out. And I, you know what, I mean, call me crazy, but I think 9-3 is legit, you know, legit. You could see them finish 9-3 and in a top bowl game.
Tell everybody how they can get all of your content.
Well, they can come visit therebelwalk.com, or they can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And I am on Twitter at Ole Miss Evie, and we'd be excited to have a follow.
I like to see a Rebel Walk on TikTok. I mean, I don't know what you'd put on there, but I just like to see you.
I think it would be somebody other than me. You know, it'd have to be maybe my baseball writer to do something out in Arizona. I don't know.
Evie, we will see you next time. Good to hear from
you. Thank you, Bill. Take care.
There you go. There's Ole Miss Evie. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. She does the work. Telling she is outstanding. We'll break and then we're clear till the top. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up quite a bit, actually, in the last few minutes on 24 here up by Harding Place. It's just now starting to get a little bit busy here on 40 westbound. As you come past Spence Lane, traffic's off to a pretty good start coming down 65 through Madison. They were finishing up a wreck a few minutes ago, 2300 block of Patterson Street there in Midtown. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
It's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson goes back-to-back with wins, this time at his home racetrack at Sonoma. Up next, they are going for a bag of cash, $1 million and a trophy and no points. All-star racing from Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Highs near 82 for tonight. Still a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Low 71. For Friday, sunshine. Highs 84. Friday night, chance of thunderstorms. Lows around 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
This is a good point and or question from Jim in Jupiter. He said, Bill, I have talked to a major league scout a couple of weeks ago, and he said these radar gun times are off and not that many people are hitting 95 plus on their velo. Have they changed the way the radar guns are being used? Well, that's a good question, because I complain because when I watch the games on TV, the college games, I want to see the velo after every pitch. And I don't know what each school has their own deal. I don't know what the consistency is, and I would say, are all guns calibrated perfectly alike? And probably not. I have heard during some of the college games, particularly early, that the gun's running a little hot today. Maybe it's showing a guy hitting 99, and you know it's probably more 94, 95. That can happen. Now, I do think the arms are much better. Well, the velo is much better, and it's rising at an alarming rate compared to what we were used to all these years, what we were used to. And I'm not sure what the answer is, what the reason is for it. Like I told you, I talked to Tim Corbin about this 10 years ago. But the conversation then was all these players throwing 92, 93 instead of 89, 90, etc. Now it's 94, 95, 96, 97. I think this is legit. No, I think it's legit. Now, are we going to have, and we're having more arm problems. We're having way more arm problems than we used to have 30, 40 years ago. but the velo is crazy. Again, Leiters, I don't think he's 6 feet tall. He's very thick in the lower area, right? His thighs and everything. I mean, he's built now. You know, Billy Wagner, who was a lefty, was probably, what, 5'8"? He threw high 90s for the Astros. Now, that's the exception, not the rule. But, no, I think it's legit. One more, and then I'll get the call. Jeff, too, points out 1977. Yeah, Notre Dame won the Natty that year, but they lost to Ole Miss. They played him in Jackson. Lost. It was early in the year, 20-13, I believe. And Jeff points out that day it was incredibly, brutally hot. September 17th, it was 100 degrees. Humidity was 95%. Ole Miss went 5-6 that year, 2-5 in the league, according to Jeff. Beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame went on to win the national championship, blasting Earl Campbell and Texas that year. And Joe Montana was the Notre Dame quarterback, just to give you an idea. Ross Browner, incredible defensive lineman. Ken McAfee, All-American tight end. It was a loaded team. Charlie Mack tells us, I don't know if Charlie Mack's just making this up, but he told me. He broadcast that game. He was the play-by-play guy back then for Ole Miss before he came to Vanderbilt, before he moved to Nashville. And he said that after that game, nuns were cussing them, dropping F-bombs on them. 1977, September, after the game, Jackson, Mississippi, nuns are dropping F-bombs on them after the game, cussing them. Whether that's true or not, it's funny. I just wish we had, in 1977, September 17th, phones where we could film all this. That way we would have the proof. Regardless, that's what Charlie Mack told me. The nuns got their revenge, so they won a natty that year. It was 77 was a Notre Dame natty. Does Notre Dame only have one natty since 77? I think that's right. Boy, that's an even more damning stat. I believe that's right. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Peanuts. $7 plumber beers. Dickel. Good barbecue. Peanuts. Tony Vols.
Danny the plumber says he's going to need $500 million from you. Did you see this article?
Yeah, I did, Bill. But I tell you what, before we get into that, this is the scene. The buzz is already fired up. It's already getting going. Vol Navy's out. They're probably going to be 15,000 people outside the stadium and down here at Calhoun's on the river.
Vol Navy's already there? Already pulling you?
No, it's buzz. Bill, that's all that's been the buzz all week. Is there anything else in the world going on besides Tony Vols right now?
No, nothing.
Hey, you know how I'm always on here complaining about how UT gets everything wrong, Bill?
Yes.
The Tennessee River's flowing backwards. Tennessee actually got something right. They're selling barbecue inside the stadium, and it's not Calhoun's. It's actually Full Service, which is the good barbecue shop over here.
Right.
It's really good. So they're not even selling bad barbecue in the stadium. They're selling good Full Service barbecue in the stadium. They're even getting the barbecue right.
So the name of the place is Full Service?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Memphis, Nashville, y'all got a 30, 40 good barbecue places. Knoxville's got one, Full Service. They're out of Maryville, but there's a Knoxville location. And they're selling Full Service barbecue in the stadium. You can actually go watch some Tony Vols and have some good food. They'll probably get those Danny the Plumber $7 beers, though. Better wear your cowboy boots on that 90-degree day trying to sneak a couple of Dickel airplane bottles in.
Have you calculated yet how many $7 beers it would take to get to $500 million?
I'd like to know how many $7 beers it'd like to pay off that fat turkey former's $1.4 million going away firing present he got. that sorry backstabber. Hey, Bill, listen, I've got a little football call for you today, but I am telling you now. I heard you talking about Peabody baseball. Are they even playing anymore? Nobody's talking about them. Everybody's talking about Tony Vols. Are they still even playing?
No, they canceled.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not playing college basketball, as we all know, anyway. They're a phony semi-pro team, so nobody cares about that. Go sit down there on the Vol Navy or go sit there on Weston Avenue and breathe somebody's exhaust fumes in a traffic jam. What would you rather do?
$7 beer.
Hey, I got some good football for you today. Okay. Let's go with my three favorite topics, Kiffin, Heupel, and I'll even throw in a little Hugh Freeze on you.
Okay.
But I was looking at I'm going to see you there. I really appreciate the update. I think you need to fire that Manziel guy and bring Evie on more because I need to stay on top. You've already got a Georgia guy with Griff. But if you're looking at Kiffin's win total, you can find these now out here out in Sin City. Your gamble guy will quote you. Ole Miss's regular season win total is 7.5.
Is that what it is?
Vegas is saying 7-5, 8-4.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. And by the way, Tennessee 6-6. Ben Counters, VegasInsider.com. Go find your school. But, you know, I was looking at Ole Miss's schedule, and, of course, two games jump out at you immediately. The Kiffin's return to Knoxville. Middle of October. That'll be huge. You think a little buzz will be off that considering to say that what Tennessee's cleaning up the mess, the Fatmer mess, the Fatmer Pruitt mess. Do you think there's going to be a little buzz off that, or you just think it's going to be a huge buzz because Kiffin's back in Neyland Stadium?
Oh, man. I hadn't even thought that's an interesting. I think all of the above.
He's been back, you know, with Bama, but he's coming in as that big deal now. Head coach.
That's true.
Running through the tunnel.
Now, who are you pulling for in that game?
Well, I'm a Kiffin guy, Bill. I mean, nothing against Heupel, nothing. You know, just I'm a Kiffin guy. It's up to me. They'd have hired Kiffin, or hell, I'd have hired Hugh Freeze too. Nothing against Heupel, but Bill, I was looking further on down on Miss's schedule. They're playing Liberty this year. Do you know that?
I think yes.
That's a pretty interesting game too, Kiffin and Freeze.
It is a very interesting matchup.
Didn't they play at FAU versus UCF? I'm pretty sure they played a time or two, hadn't they?
Yes.
So that's kind of a little interesting stuff on Ole Miss's schedule there. Now, Bill, one thing on Hugh Freeze, looking at their schedule, they've got Syracuse too.
Probably beat them.
Bill, what would you have done? Everybody said you couldn't hire Hugh Freeze at Tennessee because of all the mess with the NCAA and everything, but I'd have to think there'd be a lot more buzz at Tennessee, nothing against Heupel, if they had brought in Kiffin or Freeze. Instead, all we're hearing about is McDonald's bags and Pruitt and all that mess, and just here comes the NCAA. I think if they'd hired Kiffin or Freeze, all that still, they'd still try to nail us, but at least we'd have some hope and some positivity. I mean, nothing against Heupel. He's just boring. They say this offense, these four-hour games and 450 yards passing, maybe it won't be so boring when we see it on the field, but there's just not any buzz, Bill.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty right now.
Well, didn't they say that if Tennessee had hired Freeze or Kiffin, especially Freeze, they were going to get Ty Simpson? Wasn't that the deal? Or if they'd kept Pruitt too, right?
I think there would have been a situation where they brought the dad in too, yes.
Yeah, well just kind of, it's where we are, Bill. It's all about Tony Vols. Get down there and, you know, eat you some good barbecue, get you a good, three or four Dickles, 100% discount, and we'll worry about that come September. But thanks for the Ole Miss EV update. Lane Train.
Appreciate the call there. Cosby Cattleman. Josh in London, Ohio, pulled out the calculator. How many $7 beers would it take to get to $500 million? The $500 million number is Danny White, the new AD at Tennessee, announced a $500 million campaign for facilities, etc. Now, according to the article, they say they've got about $200 million of it allocated already. And that means counting up another $300 million for Neyland Stadium, for Lindsey Nelson, for whatever. Josh calculated, how many $7 Lindsey Nelson beers would you need to sell to get to $500 million? It's $71,428,571.4. So about 71.5 million $7 beers. That's according to Josh. I think he's right. No, I think he's right. Pull that up. That's quite a few. Shannon. And again, Notre Dame, 1970s. Has Notre Dame been to Mississippi or, meaning Ole Miss, or Mississippi State, let's say in football now? Well, no. Let's say football, basketball, or baseball. because Notre Dame baseball is playing the Super Regional in Starkville. They played Ole Miss, not in Oxford, in Jackson in 77. Lost, but won the Natty. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, don't sell the Irish short in Starkville. If they get the bats going again, they could be in Omaha by Monday. And then Shannon pulled it up. $71 million, 428-ish, would get you to $500 million. Danny the Plumber, I don't think he's planning on doing it beer by beer, though. He's got the Haslams. He's got the, is it the DirecTV guy? He's got the Hibbett Sports guy. He's got, I don't think Thunder Thornton's a thing anymore. I could be wrong. Did I tell you, I was watching, and I don't know why. I was watching briefly. I'm not a big Fisher guy. Meaning Fisher man, meaning go fishing. Not somebody by the name of Fisher. And I was watching a brief little bit. It was Jimmy Houston Outdoors. It was on YouTube or maybe Facebook. This is weeks and weeks, a couple of months ago. And he's got some buddies on the boat. They're on this lake in Oklahoma where Jimmy Houston lives. One of his buddies fishing with him is Thunder Thornton. Now, if you don't know who that is a longtime somewhat Tennessee booster, not high level like the Haslams. And he's also a really close friend of Fulmer's. Very close. There's a lot of politics involved in all that, too. But he's one of those fishing in this clip. And I didn't even know it was him. Jimmy Houston says, and I've got here my good buddies, so-and-so, so-and-so, and Thunder Thornton. That's him up there, man. Doug DiBiase, Bill. Liberty went 2-1 versus the ACC last year in football. They won at Syracuse and Virginia Tech and had a field goal blocked on the final play of the game in a one-point loss at NC State. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to deal with them. They're a well-coached team. They've got some talent. Tell you what, if you go by the rankings last year, and again, I don't know how it would have played out, but if we had a 12-team tournament, 12-team bracket for college football, because that's what some are suggesting is the most popular model right now for the future, once we get past a couple of more years. Coastal Carolina was ranked number 12. So, Jamie Chadwell, is it possible that this last year, if we had that futuristic model in place, Coastal Carolina could have, maybe would have, been in the playoffs? Now, that's a good team now. I'm not saying that flippantly or mockingly. I'm saying Coastal Carolina might well have been in the playoffs. How about that for some data? How about that for some information? All right, there's the music. Not a word from the Cosby Cattleman just then on sounds like Danny the Plumber is going to pay Tony Vols and give him all the goodies he needs. Sounds like it. No comment there, though. Nothing on it. Oh, how about pulling for Baby Kiff at Rocky Top? How about that little item? Coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Morning. Still some heavy traffic out here on 24, but it's moving westbound here up by Harding Place. Traffic's looking good down through Mount Juliet right now. We've been in pretty decent shape on I-40 coming out of Wilson County into Hermitage the last couple of hours, and we did see some radar earlier on I-40 as you come through Kingston Springs. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This thing will be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
S&P market-wise, happy and green this morning. I'm wondering what the limit is here, or what's the distance on the S&P. We just keep somewhat regularly hitting new highs. It's amazing. It's amazing. And you get those people on all the financial networks, Bloomberg, CNBC, Fox Business, all of those. You have somebody on every day who runs into the auditorium and screams fire. And eventually, I guess they'll be right. If you scream fire enough times, you do it enough days in a row, eventually there's going to be a fire, right? That's what they do. And you know what? I mean, they may be right, but they have been talking about some monster correction forever now. And we haven't seen it. I'm not saying it won't happen. It could all tumble, but it's not showing signs of it, at least not from what I can see. Maybe my eye's not trained well enough, but that's not what I'm watching here. It's been wild. Since March of last year, it's been crazy. Now, it's been hot and cold in some areas. It's gonna, it may hit an area of chop, but right now we're not in that much chop. It's very attractive right now if you're out there playing. But be careful. Yeah, be careful, because at one point when dude screams fire, he may just accidentally get it right. accidentally. Hey, to plug tomorrow, we're going to have Kevin Hagan with us. He is back. Kevin off last week, but returning Friday, top of hour number two. Always a pleasure. We'll talk Alabama with him and Brad Power Sports. We'll check in hour three out in Vegas. We'll talk handicapping, betting, gambling, wagering, all those different terms. Team totals. Anything you want to get into in the gambling world, we will do with Brad. Now, you got to remember, he doesn't bet all the various sports. He likes to concentrate on football. College ball is his favorite, but college and pro football, college basketball, and the NBA, mainly the NBA postseason, is what he gets. He does not bet baseball. He doesn't bet horse racing. He doesn't bet boxing or MMA or whatever is out there very, very rarely. Now, if you could have gotten a bet, well, I mean, not could have, but how would you – I had all these bet online, which, again, we're into FanDuel here, but getting all kinds of notes. You can bet that Logan Paul fight now the fight's over. But there were no judges. How do you determine who wins? Did you win – if you bet that fight, do you win simply because Logan Paul – technically did not get knocked out. Oh, have you seen this? Now, again, I'm skeptical about anything in that world, but there's a clip out there that shows that at some point in that fight with Floyd Mayweather, looks like he was about to drop, and it looks like Mayweather is kind of holding him up. Have you seen that? Again, it's kind of subtle, but that had been making its way across the interwebs last few days. Anyways, Logan Paul's made a fortune out of this. And Floyd, look, Floyd's got nothing to prove as a boxer. Certainly not against Logan Paul. I understand that. But Floyd's also about making money. And they said he's made actually over $1 billion. Which is amazing. Jeff Chu says, Bill, a follow-up on that 77 Notre Dame game, Ole Miss game. Ole Miss played Notre Dame November 9th of 85. Notre Dame won pretty handily. That was Jerry Faust's last win at Notre Dame. The Irish finished 1985 with losses against number 1 Penn State, number 17 LSU, and number 4 Miami to go 5-6. Holtz, as in Lou Holtz, took over in 86, and he went 5-6 immediately. Lou turned that thing pretty fast after that, though. He was winning a natty in his, what would that have been, his third year at Notre Dame? He flipped that thing pretty quick there. I wish, here's another interview. We talk about interviews that are gone forever, and I wish we had them in the archives. We just don't. I had on Jerry Faust back in the Sirius XM days. I don't remember the year, but we chronicled Cincinnati Moeller. Got to remember, he was the head coach at Cincinnati Moeller, and they were thought to be, at the time, the by far number one program in America, high school. Sports Illustrated did a piece on them, and the high school team was on the front cover. Notre Dame hires him with no college experience, and it did not turn out well. But I spent, I think I had him on close to an hour. Jerry Faust. And he could not have been more forthcoming, more open, more self-critical than he was. There was no pointing fingers. There was no, if I'd have just gotten help here or there. He looked in the mirror and took every bit of blame for it. The crash and burn that hire turned out to be. No. He did not do what Larry Scott did. Have you seen, there's an article, and it was at AP or somebody interviewed Larry Scott, who's out as the commissioner of the Pac-12. And apparently in this article, he blamed everybody but himself, including the leadership at the various universities in the Pac-12. That Larry Scott, who was robbing that league the whole time. seemingly. All right, one more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still some heavy traffic out here on 24, but it's moving westbound here up by Harding Place. Traffic's looking good down through Mount Juliet right now. We've been in pretty decent shape on I-40 coming out of Wilson County into Hermitage the last couple of hours, and we did see some radar earlier on I-40 as you come through Kingston Springs. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, and our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Highs near 82 for tonight. Still a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Low 71. For Friday, sunshine. Highs 84. Friday night, chance of thunderstorms. Lows around 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Kevin Hagan tomorrow, Brad Powers tomorrow. I think I may add somebody earlier. Just hold that thought, but I may add somebody earlier. Just Business down in Hoover, Alabama. Beautiful Hoover. Bill, I binged some of the shows last week while I was on vacation, and I missed some of the show live. Could not find Black's call. Is he okay? Where has he been? He's fine. We were worried about it. And the Crazy Charlie last week, I believe it was Thursday, late hour two, I think, said, Bill, take the call. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Just take the call. It was Black. And he said, I'm here, man. I'm here. I am just chilling. I am ready to pounce when it's time to pounce. I'm just monitoring things. He said, I don't need practice. I can just show up when it's time and in my church shoes score 50. I'll be ready and there when it's time to be ready and there. That was it. He was his typical cockiness, brash, confident. It was Black doing his thing. And it was a pleasure to hear. No, he's fine. He's fine. We were worried. I was worried. I was very worried. I don't remember. He says he's done this a few times during the non-playing portion of the season. I don't remember him doing that, but he would know better. Jeff, too. Bill Faust is 86. And he lives now in a suburb of Akron, Ohio. In his high school career at Moeller, he won 4 natties in 5 years. He went 30-26-1 at Notre Dame. Cincinnati Moeller, during that stretch of the, what would that have been, late 70s, early 80s, was maybe the most highly recognized high school program ever. Football program ever. That's how much publicity. We're talking, I guess, at some point there, we're not even in the cable TV era yet. You can't turn on MTV or ESPN yet. That's about to happen, 79-80 right in there, right? And they're on the cover. I wish I had. Somebody sent me that. It's probably somewhere. You can find it, I'm sure, online. Google it or something. But it was a fantastic article on Cincinnati Moeller, the players, the coaches, Jerry Faust, and all. This is before he got called and took the Notre Dame job. But like I said, I had him on, and he could not have been more gracious and more self-critical than what went down. And I wish I could find that. That thing's gone forever. So was the Tim Tebow interview. Interviewed Tim Tebow, I believe, before his senior year of high school. Nice High School down in the Jacksonville area. Josh, Bill, you could get a TTUN guy on and ask him why they ran from Ohio State last year like a bunch of B-words. See, it's okay to say B-word. I'm just not going to say the word. We're still holding ourselves to standards here on the show. Occasionally, something will get out, but very rarely here on the show. Yeah, good stuff from Jeff, too. There, I thought Jerry Faust's record wasn't, I mean, at Notre Dame, 30-26-1 is not very good, but I would have, I'm not sure. Did I actually think his record would have been below 500? I don't recall. But I remember that thing being a train wreck, and it was not good. It was a huge Notre Dame miscalculation. Here's what they're thinking. Got this high school guy, easily the best program in America, tons of talent, Cincinnati Moeller. He's Catholic. He's going to come here, and just his passion in recruiting is going to stack the deck so big, they'll figure the on-the-field stuff out, too. Never happened. Now, they got some talent. They recruited some really good players, but the on-the-field thing never materialized to the point where you thought, okay, this looks like it's about to work out. Never happened. Yeah, never happened. We talk about getting the hire right. That's the biggest thing about your football program is so easy. You know what the easy part is? Which is really isn't all that easy. Get the hire right. You know what you need to do at your school right now to win? If you're not doing as well as you hope your school would do, get the hire right. That's all you got to do. Just get the guy right. Simple, right? Shannon says, Bill, Black came on the show Friday, June 4th. Last few minutes of hour two, right before Brad came on. Okay. I thought, that's why I said, I think Thursday. So Friday, end of hour two. If you pull up at about the 55-minute mark, maybe 53 minutes, somewhere in there, the last 5-6 minutes, Crazy Charlie pulls up Black, who's dialed us in. So Friday show, June 4th, if you're binging and you want to go back and find it. The problem I have is I do so many shows that they all, the dates bunch together on me, unless it's the scheduled guest, right? I mean, that's easily rememberable, but they all just mash in together. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter, follow him. Market is happy right now. Yeah, S&P, Dow, everybody's nice and happy. Making new highs again. Hope you're part of it. Get on that wave. Take your profits, though. Yeah, put some money in your pocket. Add Bill is King. I might add somebody else for tomorrow morning. I'll just tease it right now until I get it all confirmed. Lodge Pop.